Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Slocum.
Slocum if you got him.
Slocum if you got him. Ptolemy Slocum.
Yeah, how's it going?
What a kick-ass
welcome
name.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. The one thing I can't take credit for.
This is a thing that dumb people can't say. How many dumb people approach your name in various situations?
It is a bit of a litmus test.
P-T,
in that, like,
P-T.
If they take a shot at it and it's like the weakest shot, like, can I just do Tommy or Twalotomy?
So, you know, when we were kids, Sklar is very difficult because it's got three consonants in a row, and our dad, I mean, he just was like, I'm sick and tired of people screwing it up at, like, the restaurant. When if you go to a restaurant and put your name in and they call your name to, because that's the type of restaurants we went to when we were kids, the one where they call
your name out.
It was like before beepers buzzed and got you there. So our dad would just go up without us knowing. And his first name was Richard, so he would just put in Richard's party of four. So as small children whose last name was Sklar, someone at a restaurant would be like, Richard's party of four would be like,
that's us.
He would not even talk to us. We'd just get up and go.
My name is horrible. And at any kind of restaurant, I just go with Roy.
Can we blame
you?
Just skip it all and just say Roy.
Can we blame the almond farmers who raised you?
No, I was born in Kenya, and I was born on the eclipse of the moon. And so they named me after an astronomer who lived in Egypt. So there was like an African thing and an astronomy thing.
Talk about specific.
Has nothing to do with almond.
Talk details, about no details. Foresight.
But poor foresight is then I was raised in like farming areas and they basically were repulsed by my name.
By anything that was unique.
Yes.
Well, so here's what we believe.
Your name isn't Dave.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Ptolemy. Right, here's the deal. And look, there might be a ton of really smart and astronomically educated farmers out there. We're not saying all farmers.
No.
Are, it just so happens that he
ones
grew up,
you lived around.
Yeah.
You grew
random,
up
with
random
dumbness
selection.
Around you. Okay.
Well, so, the world, I think, is getting, if you were to grow up today, it would be dumber than when you grew up long ago. I do believe that that's true.
And it was a long time ago when you were young.
Yeah.
I mean, you are old.
Right. Brother. Yeah. Almonds were new.
Brother. Hey, brother. Dan's got a story for us. Let's fire
Should we
one
jump
up.
Into it?
I would love to jump.
Let's do it, Dan.
Head first, feet first.
Knees Let's
first.
Jump head first
I mean,
into
it's
a pool.
Dumb People Town. You
head
first. Head
first into a pool that you don't know how shallow it is. Let's start going.
True story. We grew up along the Delta, and there are several people that I know that lost either their legs or all four limbs
for diving into rivers.
Diving into the Sacramento River head first and hitting either a rock or
a
log.
It's the
true story.
The fact that you know more than one that
more
happened
than one.
To.
That's
like,
okay.
More than one.
I asked Corey Lukasik, great comic. I saw him yesterday, and I asked him this question: Are you more apt to bungee jump, or jump off a cliff into water on someone else's word that it's safe?
Well, bungee jumping.
Yeah, me too. 100%.
Bungee jump.
Yeah.
What's
or would
bungee?
You jump into water you haven't checked
no.
the depth of?
So I would jump into water that I haven't checked the depth of
with
if
feet.
I had it with my feet. If I had a life jacket on.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't go down as
well.
You don't go
down
as well.
Still, dude, you're gonna break your legs.
I jumped off a 30-foot cliff on the Ida. The
but you
Salmon
did you
River.
Know it was safe?
We had an idea it was safe.
This is a great segment.
You should do this. I almost called you Rory because I'm so used to yelling.
Roy,
at
idiot!
This is Roy over here.
No, Rory.
I know.
Rory.
But I'm saying, no. What's Rory? I know Rory.
I just love when you go to a restaurant, you take on the name of a guy trying to save people in Nakatomi Plaza. Like, you're just like, yeah, he's like, what's
Sweetheart.
Your name? Roy.
Hey, Bubsy.
Yeah.
Hey, Bubsy.
You would jump off a cliff without
I
knowing
did.
The depth?
Well, I mean, I didn't go around and check the depth, but
I have
people
to check the depth. Mm.
Chet
the river.
Depth.
It's a river.
You just have to like, and this is going to go toward the story as well. I finally harnessed how to look at these things.
Okay.
Number one, what's the best case scenario?
Right.
Best case scenario,
risk evaluation.
You jump off. People think you're cool.
Yeah.
You get some height.
That's amazing.
In your stomach.
Love it.
That's a best case scenario. Worst case scenario, you're never the same. You're half of a human being.
Or you're dead.
Like, yeah. So the payoff is not worth it.
This is what Corey Lukasik said. Corey is like, it's just, hey man, I got those 3 seconds. I got 3 seconds of how cool that was. Like, that's not worth
nope.
it.
Yeah. Nope.
That is
no,
not.
No.
I, totally there's like it. In the Ozarks.
Yeah.
This was, I think it was a couple years ago. There was like a, you know, people do where they'll jump off the bridges.
Yes.
And they'll have like rope swings. I've done those like in the Ozarks. But there was one where these people had been jumping for years and somebody just went in the right way and there was rebar under there. And it went right into their ribs.
Yeah.
This is why I know. Give me that bungee cord.
Wow. All right, Dan, let's get into this shit.
Okay, this is a dumb story. Somebody's doing something dumb. Nobody gets hurt. There's not even cops involved.
Oh, great. Good.
Set, which is, you know how they like it and dumb people don't. No cops.
No cops.
This was sent in by Alvin Catabay at A Catabay 36.
Thanks, Alvin.
His own website.
Catabay.
Catabay.
Would you go Catabay?
Catabay.
Catabay Preta.
It sounds like a Jada Catapreta.
Yeah.
Okay. Jade Catapreta.
Catabay Preta.
Catabay Preta. Okay.
What does it sound like?
It sounded like a catamaran. A catabay.
That's what I was gonna say.
Right?
It sounds
it's like a
yacht. Yeah.
A boat that you take around.
Yo, hanging on my catamay.
It's a boat. That,
don't know what to say.
It's a catamaran boat that doesn't.
Today was
a
good
catabay. Today was a good catabay.
Daniel Van Kirk.
Mm-hmm. A Burger King. Oh. You know what I love, too? I'm going to preemptively do it, because who cares? I love when our stories dovetail perfectly into a plug.
Okay.
A Burger King in the Portland area.
Okay.
This is in Oregon.
Should we go visit there when we're up there?
Yes. A Burger King in the Portland area has broken a promise to give a man free meals for life, a lawsuit claims. So they have told someone... You got Burger King for life.
Burger King
and now
for
they
life.
Broke the promise. So I wouldn't trust Burger King.
I wouldn't
King.
Break the promise. I would kill this man.
Well, no. Either
and then you and then you kept your promise.
Do you know how, and do you know how I would kill this man? More Burger
More
King.
Burger King. Yeah. Just
but
give him
you're
as much
on the
as
path.
He wants.
You've already laid out how he's going to die.
100%. Every meal.
100%.
You want one? Why don't you take two?
Take two
I just
Whoppers.
Can't believe they
Why
lied to
Why don't you take
him?
Two?
That made me start wondering, as I just asked you this, was not wondering before, what is the most trustworthy fast food restaurant?
I mean,
that you would trust to not break their promise. To me, it's Jimmy John's. I feel like Jimmy John's would not lie to you.
Potbelly subs.
Potbelly is good, too.
In and out, because
like,
they have God
you, like,
on their
you,
side.
Like, Arby's will steal from you.
Arby's sure. will be like, you put your bag down and it's gone, and Arby's is like, well,
it's an interesting conversation, because by the time you're turning to fast food for trust,
I know.
Like, I want to base my future yeah. on fast food. Like, where are you in your life?
What kind
you're
of
a dumb people
Hey,
town.
We're going to go to this Carl's Jr. over here. Is it trustworthy?
No.
That's not a word I would use to describe it.
But you were right on Potbellies. But I stand by Jimmy John's,
Jimmy John's, too. I kind of like it.
Definitely not Subway.
No, you can't trust Subway anymore.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Man. Those people are artists.
According to his lawsuit, filed Tuesday in
Multnomah
mm-hmm. County Circuit mm-hmm. Court.
Yeah, this is Portland,
dude. Portland, baby.
Curtis Bruner. Was granted a lifetime of free meals after...
What happened? What did he do? Mm-hmm. Like, he got his, like,
after he swallowed a rat in his
yeah,
chicken
like,
fries.
Saw a rat head.
Like, literally, like, they get, well, all right.
As long as you don't talk about the mouse head in your chili.
Right.
Food for life.
Food for life. He was granted a lifetime of free meals after he was trapped in a locked bathroom at the 2555 Northeast 238th Drive Burger King for more than an hour on December 15th.
Wait,
that is, come on.
Come on.
What dummy? I was thinking you were going to say more than
like
a week.
A month. Yeah. I was going to say a month.
For life.
For life.
Burger that's King like for life.
One of
for being trapped
where,
for an hour.
So hot.
Like
how did
if
they
your
promise
friend
it?
Gets your in, gets you into your car
yes.
and you're like, I'm so glad to be in my car. I love you, man. I'm right. gonna give you a meal for every day for life.
Or
man.
I'll
even,
drive
maybe,
you to the,
I'll
airport
drive the airport for the
for
rest
life.
Of your life.
Right. For life.
And then the first time you give him that airport ride, you're like, I was a little
maybe
excited.
I pushed it. Maybe
yeah.
I
was excited
it.
At the time. Let's right. be honest.
Right. So clearly, I love that. This is clearly like a 20-year-old manager who got flustered, got him out.
Right.
saw the baby and then
right.
opened his or her big mouth and
Neil.
Said,
it's Neil. We're going to call him Neil.
Opened his big mouth and said, you have food for life. And as soon as this guy heard it, he was like, okay, I'm going to record
you said it.
I'm going to record this.
You said it.
Say it one more time. Food for life. Food for okay. Food right. for life.
Right. It's like when Tigger said, if you get me down from this tree, I'll never bounce again. And then realized
that's
very
right.
quickly
brother
that's
was a bad.
Needed
a
that
second.
Bounce.
That's yeah. right.
His brother wanted
needed
bounce.
That bounce. Bruner says he reeked of urine after he couldn't get out of what he says was a smelly, confined space. What, did he roll around
yeah.
on the floor?
Yeah. Wait a minute. You don't reek of urine no. because a room reeks of urine.
Yeah,
it's not. No one's smoking urine and blowing it in your face.
The only
you
place
reek
is,
of urine to defend yourself against the bears. That's right.
Exactly.
Who were also locked in a bathroom, right. which is you haven't read yet.
I haven't gotten
and
there
that's
yet.
Why
and by the bears. Bears.
And by the bears, you mean Bear Grylls. Right.
Okay. Yeah, 100%.
What is he doing?
Bear
Bryant
drinks his own. Yeah,
Bear Bryant's ghost.
Isn't it crazy that we can't even make a trapped in a Burger King closet like joke?
Nope.
That's how bad R. Kelly
he
is.
He ruined that.
You can't
too.
Be trapped in anything anymore. We can't
it's,
reference one of your
It's a horrible
songs.
Thing and also the least of what he's done.
Right.
That's how, that's the scale
right.
of how bad he
and
is.
And Jay, good on you, Jay, for picking out the worst thing of R. Kelly. The fact that we at a podcast
no,
can't
we're saying,
make
no,
a trap. Oh, I'm
Rand,
sorry.
No, yeah. The people are going to hear that segment. We're going to get letters.
God. All we're saying is, you know, Cosby ruined colorful sweaters. I'm just saying that.
You know what
among
else he ruined?
Things.
I just thought about this today. He ruined hoagies.
Yeah.
Remember, you watched the Cosby Show and he made that sandwich look so good that he was about
well,
to eat.
Didn't
and
like,
now I'm like, wow, I can't have that
I haven't
anymore.
Even thought of Cosby enough to think about
no mention
all
of
the
pudding. No mention of pudding.
You can't like, ruin pudding.
Pudding pops.
Tommy, you can't ruin
you
pudding.
Can't even say pudding pops without like pudding pops.
No, you
know, don't do that.
Don't do it on this show.
Not anymore.
So he says he reeked of urine after he couldn't get out of was a smelly, confined space.
Yep.
Mm. Quote, it's the kind of place where you hold your breath, go in, and get out of there as fast as you can, Bruner told the Oregonian/Oregon Live
and
on Wednesday.
And now they won't let me go back there every day
single
of my
day.
Life.
Free
what's
food.
Wrong with these people?
He says, that wasn't holding my breath and getting in and out. That wasn't an option for me.
Of course it wasn't.
Wow. Oh, so wow. he's more mad that they took away his breath holding options in life.
Yeah. He didn't have the option. I had to smell all that urine.
Burger King didn't immediately respond to a request for a comment.
This was our, by the way, this was our employer 2 years ago.
Yes, according
did a burger
sounds like the type
you
of people
did.
That would leave someone trapped locked in mm-hmm. a urine mm-hmm. bag mm-hmm. for an hour.
Well, they only did one commercial with us.
According,
and we recorded another one, so this doesn't surprise me.
According to Bruner and his lawsuit, here's what happened. Bruner had just finished a meal and stepped into the single-user restroom. So it hit him quick.
Like, are we going to call it a meal? Like, we know it's not a restaurant, technically.
I'm going to be honest, though. I went through a time in my life
where you ate a lot of Burger King.
I loved those original chicken sandwiches. They yeah. were so good.
So it's a fried chicken.
Can I ask you,
sandwich.
Is your legal name Bruner?
You know what?
Is that
not,
what this
here
is about?
There,
why is
that
neither here nor there?
You got a look in your eyes.
That's neither here nor there. Counselor, you are badgering
okay.
the witness.
I'm sorry. I'm just,
counselor, badgering
you got
the witness.
A look in your eye.
Don't
I'm wondering.
Take a step back,
a
sir.
Okay.
What is your question? Please,
maybe I smell
like urine. Strangely
like
urine.
I do not smell like urine.
Tell us the truth. By the way, this was the original plot for Urine Town.
On Irving Park and Clark, they would have 2 for $5 original chicken sandwiches,
oh
and that
God.
Was always
He's back
a,
to it. Look at his eyes.
It was always a good day.
I think this guy
be 2 for $4.
I've never okay.
Well, no, 5 is an
2 for $5.
I just felt
on,
so
man.
Unexpected.
2 for $5.
4 for $10.
Horrible food there's never a, tastes better than
there
when you're
is
poor.
A, and I don't know what's wrong with people. No offense, I'm making direct eye contact
it's
with
okay,
you. I
friend.
Don't know what's wrong with people, but there is
I don't
a
either.
There is a crossfade, like a
yeah.
spectrum in my mind,
uh-huh.
that once food becomes cheap enough, I'm like, there's something wrong with
I
the food.
I feel
like,
that
I don't,
way, too. You
so
should
a
not
deal,
be able to
if
get...
If the deal gets too good, I'm like, that's not a deal.
Right.
It's trash.
This
right.
is like
100%.
The guy who...
I agree
cut, I've talked about this on the podcast. The guy who cut my hair in... Or cut our hair in New York, Steve, bald guy. Never trust a bald guy to cut your hair. Italian guy. I cut you hair!
That's what you say. I
really?
Cut you hair.
$10 for 2 years.
How long do you...
$10, I cut you hair.
What time? How late do you guys open?
He's like, oh, we're open till 8. Come before 8. Oh, you mean you're open only until 8? Don't come after that?
Right.
I cut you hair! So, I go down to Steve and cut my hair. $10 for the first 2.5 years. I go down there 1 week. It is now $7. And I am
and
mad.
People weren't clamoring at him to say, like, hey, man, these are tough times.
I was mad. No one was like, cut it down. I'm like, 10 is the bottom. So now I'm like, 7, you don't have to care. You don't have to give a shit.
You can't complain.
If it's messed up, I can't be like,
that
Steve.
That burger fell on the floor. It's 29 cents. What are you going to do?
Pick it up.
And you know you're walking around with a $7 haircut.
Hey, that bathroom smells like urine. I'm sorry. I can't hear you over the fact that you just ate 4 sandwiches for a dollar.
Right. Shut up. And get back in your hole.
They're so good. I'm kind of already on Bruner's side just thinking
about this.
I am Bruner.
So he ate his meat.
He finished his meal.
Just to let you know, as this story goes along, I'm looking for the point at which, because Bruner's really selling his afternoon so far. I got a meal. I'm strolling to the bathroom.
I want to know
the point where Bruner realizes he's made bad choices in his life.
Trapped in a cabinet.
When he tried to leave, the lock on the door jammed. Mm-hmm. After several minutes of trying to get the door open, he called the phone number on his receipt. We're going to take a quick break. And we will come back and dig into what happens
next. What's going to happen next?
It's Dumb People Town. Ptolemy Slocum, stay with us.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We should mention Ptolemy Slocum is a character on the great HBO show.
The greatest show with the most background nudity of any show in the history
of
television.
True. I was exposed to most of that.
It's behind you though when you're acting.
What we should say, it's Westworld.
It's Westworld.
And you're so good in Westworld. Oh, you're phenomenal in it. It was so great too to be like, I know a UCB person on Westworld.
So good, dude.
I always wonder though, like, are you in between takes? Because the way where you're always set up, it's all those glass rooms that you could just look everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just all.
It's got to be uncomfortable on some level.
It is definitely uncomfortable at first. Uh-huh. It's very confusing and like, is this good or bad?
Right.
And then the horrific thing is I don't have my glasses on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and my glasses just give me like the last
depth,
10 feet.
Yeah.
And it is so offensive to me. How you cannot tell 2 nude people apart if they are laying down over 10 feet away from you.
Well, that's
pubic hair and then like it's flatness.
You just see in the distance a blurry bush. You don't know if it's man or woman.
It's blurry bush. And they, you know, like a lot of these.
Blurry bush was my favorite of the Bush twins. Bush's daughters.
And they had a pretty large selection, no joke, of Americans.
Right.
They had a Merkin select because everyone had Bush for the Western town. So there was a good deal of Merkin action. Yeah.
Now, where do you guys shoot? Because you got to run out in the park last season.
Yes. Yeah. So that was several places, but the original sets and where the little village for the Shogun village.
Which
all
is that just
stuff.
Burned down?
Yeah.
No.
No.
That
was
the other one.
Okay.
So that's across the freeway, but this is all up in Santa Clarita.
Gotcha.
So Melody Ranch area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we shot up there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we shoot
it's
up
very
there?
Very cool. Yes, we did.
Is that the Burger King commercial?
No. Okay. It was
Wild Hogs.
Bubble Boy, or something like that.
Yeah,
But such a fun show, and you're so good on it.
They've
literally like for where you came in at to like all the layers they've given you guys like since then. It like I really loved how it opened up.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
I think I was meant to die.
I believe that.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah.
But what a phenomenal
What's
job.
What's the actor that you worked alongside there? So the other tech.
Leo. Well, Felix is his character.
Leo. I think it's a nod to the chemistry that you guys had. And
oh my God.
The sides of the coins that you're each both playing.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't lose either one of these guys.
And it like. That's us in real life. Like, we are, like, close now. Mm-hmm. And because we're both so different and have gone through so much, we're both so much the same and so different. It's like he's like, really a close friend. Like,
it's amazing to be on a show that is so loved.
Because you've done all kinds of things. You've been in a lot of stuff. You are someone who's worked in a lot of shows, in movies. I saw you. What movie did I just see you in?
Vice.
Were you in Vice?
Have you heard of Vice?
Yeah. What did you do in Vice?
I'm in the segment right after, in the middle of the credits.
Really?
Yeah, I look just like myself. Do you know me at all?
I don't know you.
I'm sitting next to you.
Took his glasses off for a second.
I remember that. Maybe I was just reading the
credits. I only see Merkins.
Yeah, my glasses were off.
I only see blurry
Bush. I don't know. You were in another thing about, I don't know, it was like, I can't remember.
You guys are doing your bit to him.
What am I doing?
You're
doing so much great stuff, but to go into something that also takes off in its own jet stream is really cool.
Yeah, because we can't predict that stuff. We've all been a part of great things that we're like, this is amazing, and 6 people watched it. Or this is really, you know what I mean? It's like,
or you do a couple things in a show that actually has a huge following, and it's like, oh, wow, this is great. This is very cool.
It's such an it's we live like in several like versions or layers of lotteries. You know what I mean? Like you're so lucky to get the job at all, but that you're just entered into the very beginning of the lottery.
We don't know the show that is in a lottery.
If it's even going to be fun at all to shoot, you don't know. And then if it's even going to exist, then if it's even going to be accepted, then if it's something you want to be known for, like there's so many.
Yeah, so many.
So to have it go through all those layers and check it off. So check him out.
It's my thing. Like that's, I fucking love that show.
I'm good so happy man. For you.
I love it as a fan. Like, I just love that. I love the people on that show. It's just, it's all of it.
It's brilliant and scary at the same
Check time. It if you haven't seen it. It's
West called Westworld. It's the West Wing.
You probably
of
got
HBO
about
shows.
A year before the next season comes out.
Yeah, we're starting to shoot next month.
Yeah, right? So I imagine probably January or February next
year.
I love it. Let's get back.
Let's
to
go
where,
back to Portland,
so
where
we
the Sklars just were. Yeah. When
I don't know when.
Who knows?
Yes, all right. Exactly.
If it's before, point. Then check out where the Sklars are going to be.
Yes.
If it's before March 3rd, come to Houston and see Rory and I do our first pen pals.
Or
if it's
March
before
4th,
March 4th,
hey, guess who just got added to our live dumb people?
Tell
town.
Him, kid.
Jonathan Hamm.
Jonathan Hamm.
John Hamm.
Karen Kilgariff.
And then the musical guest is our buddy Langhorne Slim.
Wow,
what a show.
That is March 4th at Largo.
Tickets are available
Get
right now.
Get tickets. It will sell out. All right, Dan. He called the number on the receipt. And
which
what?
Is kind of smart.
Bruner.
Yeah. That's like
that's Bruner logic.
Yes.
It's but who's manning the phones at a... At a Burger King.
That, do you trust that person?
Right. No.
It's as if he's smart enough to not be at a Burger King in the first place.
After several minutes of trying to get the door open, he called the number on his receipt. Several employees responded. Was that they passed the phone around?
Hello, someone's
what
called.
What is this landline? I don't know what it is.
Ultimately, no one's come to Burger King because everyone's gotten too intelligent.
Ultimately, they came to the door, the bathroom door, and handed him a plastic-edged card. And later, a fly swatter and instructions to squeeze it through the crack between the door and the door frame to move the locking mechanism.
This is how a cat burglar gets into a house.
No, this is
in
movies
movie.
When like a guy just whips out
Give
a credit
card
and like,
just swipes
it. So they're passing him tools, like household MacGyver items,
fly
to
swatter.
Help him get out of the
swatter.
Bathroom.
Also, the way that this is written, they also passed him the instructions, which I like to imagine are like scrawled in crayon on like step one.
In blood.
Hold.
They had to like break a glass.
Yeah, Nick Cage had to find him. Yeah.
But wait, so they also could have called a locksmith in that moment and then immediately got
No.
This is Burger King.
Hold on one sentence, my friend. In the process, Bruner cut his hand, the suit says. A locksmith ultimately freed him.
Exactly. Cut his hand on what? A fly swatter? What a
surprise. I don't know. I have no idea.
Dummy? Cut Bruner, your own hand with
it
the
It could have been masturbating. He got bored. There was a little bit of time. Yeah, sure, cut his hand.
Bruner was humiliated as he heard employees and customers laughing on the other side of the locked door.
I would have laughed.
That hurts. I mean, that hurts.
I also appreciate the idea that people on the outside thought that someone was dumb enough to get themselves locked in a Burger King, but would be smart enough to then not cut themselves on anything you hand
Dan,
them.
Dan, you are showing up at a Burger King for a 2-for-5 deal.
Uh-huh.
You are not showing up for an entire show. That's dinner theater.
But you walk into Burger King to get your 2-for-5, Dan. You see a crowd of people around
five
the bathroom.
Original chicken.
You see a crowd of people around the bathroom
and
laughing
and Dan,
hard.
You walk towards that laughter.
What do we got here?
What do we got?
What do we got here?
What's going on?
Give him air. Sir, you don't even know what's happening. Fine. Give her air. I'm not going to.
Yeah. The only thing we can do
does
is.
Does he have a fly swatter?
Urinate on the outside of the door so it starts to flow into.
Yes.
So Bruner, now humiliated.
I imagine that Bruner just got naked in there and was like, this is how I'm
losing his mind.
Flinging his shit on the wall.
This is Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now, kind of losing it in the hotel room.
There was like pentagrams drawn in blood
number 23
and feces
everywhere.
On all the walls.
In his own blood, he writes on the mirror, tell my wife I love her. You're like, you're not even married.
Tell her.
He ticks off like moments like in a jail cell. How long has been in there for each
He's
minute?
He's Andy Dufresne it. He's in the other bathroom.
60 ticks.
I accidentally summoned a demon.
He's using a spoon to dig through
the toilet. I summoned a demon.
And that's on you.
I summoned a toilet demon.
This is where Bruner starts to lose me. Bruner was too shaken to immediately leave the restaurant. Maybe if someone could get me a number 3. If somebody could get me a number 3 in a diet, I'll sit down here for a minute.
I need to collect myself.
I am
tuckered out right from the bathroom.
I don't know where I'm going.
I was sitting the whole time, but man, I'm emotionally tired.
Bruner was too shaken to immediately leave the restaurant. To me, that's he's starting to milk.
He's looking to, for yeah, how, what can I get for free?
What can I get for this?
And that's when employees gave him a bandage and some ointment for his cut, and a manager.
Ointment. I'm going to tell you what he did. He went in there and he held the lock. And he held that lock shut, and he's like, how do I get a lifetime of free meals?
He did not.
Yes, he did.
You're coming down, Bruner, like that.
Come on.
It's an inside job.
The manager.
9/11 was an inside job.
Bruner melts steel beams. The manager apologized.
The explosions were coming from inside the bath.
And offered him a verbal promise that he could always eat there for free. Bruner
said. Long as he works there, which ended the next week.
Yeah, exactly. She said, there's a quote. She said, yeah, man, we understand it's a terrible situation and we want to make it up to you, Bruner recounted. Even before the promise.
And that man, by the way, is legally binding.
That is legally binding.
When someone says, yeah, man.
Yeah, man means you got to hold it. It holds up in a court of law.
Obviously, if her quote is, yeah, man, we understand and we want to make up to you, that means he's the one who said, how about free meals for life?
Right. He definitely said something to her saying, like, that was the worst experience of my entire life. I can't believe that happened to me. I mean, if that happened to you, wouldn't you? Yeah, man, we get it.
Yeah.
We're going to make it up to you.
We're going to get some free meals.
Like, to me, I imagine her, like, talking to him as if, like, stop talking. Yeah, man, we get it.
This is where Bruner loses me even more. Even before the promise, Bruner said, he frequented Burger King nearly every day.
Wow.
Because he enjoys the food, and it's just one freeway stop from his work. He said, after the free meal promise, see, he was gunning for this.
Yeah, that's why I said he was holding the door locked, I think he got locked in, but
he saw it as an opportunity.
He did not, Dan. Right? He locked himself in. He goes every day, and he's thinking to himself, how can I save myself some money?
This is like the guy who faked falling down. Did you see that video of him?
I saw that. He threw ice on the ground.
Yeah, down.
It's like, camera on you, bitch.
Classic Bruner.
He said after, so he's a guy who already eats there every day. He said after the free meal promise, he ate there for free.
Is the free meal promise the like the new version of the ice bucket challenge?
Yes, the free meal promise.
Just making sure.
He said after the free meal promise, hashtag free meal promise.
Hashtag free meal
promise. He ate there for free every day for the next 13 days.
Yeah.
With the exception of December 24th and December 25th. Twice.
Does it also say in there he'll never be able to get an erection ever again?
Twice. He ate breakfast and dinner there on the same day.
This guy is milking it like nobody's business.
No, well, like Bruner's business.
I can't believe he got this many meals.
But he's more chemicals than man. Now.
Yes, which is my favorite Rob Zombie song. But when he went in on December...
Bruner King.
There you go.
Bruner King.
When he went in on December 28th, Bruner said he was told... quote, district management had yanked the free meal pledge. Hashtag free meal pledge.
Hashtag free meal pledge.
His lawsuit asks a judge to order Burger King to reinstate the promise or pay him off in one lump sum.
How much does he want? Are we guessing?
We will. Hold on.
Okay.
The suit says the lock that trapped Bruner inside the restroom appears to have trapped others inside before him because it, quote, showed signs of damage caused
and
by
bloody
other
fingernails.
People.
Yes. Like from
there was
from
a skull in there.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes,
100%. Pieces of hair.
Right.
And a little basket with
they
lotion.
They should have a little bell like when they used to bury people.
The dog bones.
It showed signs of damage caused by other people who had previously been locked inside the bathroom. The suit claims Burger King was negligent in not fixing it. All that might be true.
Yeah.
Quote, they created an unsafe environment, Bruner said. Quote, someone could have had a medical
situation. Deliciously unsafe environment
that I go to every day.
Right. Someone could have had a medical situation. You could have had a fatality.
Shut up, Bruner.
I don't think anybody's that good at Mortal Kombat that you'd have a fatality in there.
Puts the ketchup in the basket.
You motherfucking ketchup in the basket.
You could have a child locked in there. Someone else.
Fatality.
They are lucky it was me.
Wow.
Are they lucky?
This is great. For them, they're like, thank God it was this guy.
All you have to do is pay me this lump sum to go away.
Okay. We're going to get out of this Friday mini episode on this. Mm-hmm. How much is Curtis Bruner seeking in one lump sum if they do not want to give him free meals every time
Ptolemy,
he's there?
You are a guest. You can go first. Guess first. You can guess Tig, which is the second spot, or third. After us, where do you want to go?
And then we're actually competing to win this.
Yes. It doesn't matter if you go over; it's closest.
I'm gonna get a free original.
He's taking it.
Jay, go start us off.
How much money is this dummy asking for?
How much does he want?
I think he figures that it's $650,000.
Wow.
I think it's $50,000. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Tell me. Go ahead.
I'm thinking that he is asking for $3.6 million.
Okay.
Wow. I think it's like, now I'm going more, $75,000.
Okay, so Rand says $75,000.
Jay says $650,000, and Ptolemy says $3.6 million.
Guys, it's 1 year. So if he's saying $10 a visit, you know what I mean, uh-huh. once a day, uh-huh. and then one, for 1 year, and then doing that for 10 years.
For the rest
years.
Of his life.
Right.
Oh, because you think he's going to die in 10 years.
Okay. I get it. One can only hope.
Do you guys want to guess how old he is really quick?
Yeah. Sure.
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
How old do you think he is? You want to go first, Tig, or third?
I'm going to take that as well.
Okay. 46.
Okay.
Yep.
Damn. I'm going to say... I'm going to say 51.
51?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tommy says 51. Jay or Rand?
46.
I'm going to say...
Say 46, Jay?
I say 46.
46, 51. Okay. I'm going to say...
Damn.
38.
Okay. I like 37.
See? Yeah.
Fuck it.
Okay. I'm going
to
tell you.
Do you want to change yours to 37?
No.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now that I believe, I'm going to double check it, one of you is only 1 year off.
Oh, yeah.
One of you got, snap you got very.
If it's 37, you're going to hate yourself for the rest of the day.
I could have changed it.
Nope.
Okay. I could have been somebody.
Nope. Watch okay. it be 52.
Now, off, just to be clear, if it was 37, are you guys going to offer me free
Burger King
for life? Life?
Yeah, man. We get it.
Okay, yeah,
Ram,
man. It's fucking is that legally binding.
Ram, what did you say?
38.
And wait, what did you say, Tom?
51.
Okay. And what, 46.
Okay.
But I also said 37 spiritually.
Before we get to the total, I will first tell you that Curtis Bruner, the man trapped in the bathroom.
Captain Cabinets. Captain Cabinets.
Pee bathroom.
Loves Burger King.
Loves
it. One stop, one freeway stop away.
$10 a day.
Is, get your answers in now, Tony, because Curtis Browner, or Bruner, is 50 years old.
Oh, it feels like magic. It feels like magic.
Oh, baby.
It feels like magic.
How do you live to 50?
And the amount of lump sum he is seeking to have Burger King for the rest of his life.
I'm going
to
win both of these.
Is $9,026.
$9,026.
This is the estimated cost.
$9,026.
Guys, he is a stickler. He has figured out how much longer he's going to live.
Uh-huh.
Here's the weird thing. This is the exact estimated cost of Bruner eating one Whopper meal per week for the next 22 years. So he's averaging out eating there once a week, but he's already going there every day.
Sometimes twice a day. That's what.
But you think he's trying to be like, I'm just going to come in lower than what I actually wanted, thinking they'll give it to me.
What this is actually a small claims court.
Thank you.
Because if he goes over 10, then he has to go to actual court.
So he's saying, at least if I get this, I'm guaranteed one Whopper meal a week for free for the next 22 years.
And I bet
years.
If he got just the money, he would go back and spend it at that place.
Yep, right, he would.
Oh, 100%.
He would just spend that
Here's
money
the
out.
Thing. It's possible that being trapped in that much urine for that long made
Could
him leave. Legally intelligent enough to like go
to understand that. There you go.
It's his mutant power.
Yeah. Hearing. All right, there you go.
That's a Friday.
Bruner King. All right, guys, there you go.
Bruner.
It's Bruner.
It's Bruner.
Ptolemy Slocum. Check him out on Westworld.
We're the Sklar Brothers, and oh shit,
we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.